Good evening, KN4LQO. Mr. Ryan, down there in Tacoma. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You have a great evening and a wonderful day tomorrow and a great weekend. KI4MLN, back to you, Al.
That would probably work. I just got to look around because the feed through, we got a feed through in the wall. We just need a short piece of coal so to the ham stick would be, and that would probably be easy enough. I know that's a real little screw. I get that sensor part. That's real small screw.
They do that to keep us from trying to get our big fat fingers in there, you reckon? I don't know. I don't think I've got any of those around here. I'll have to look and see. I've got a couple of small screwdrivers, but I don't know if they'd fit down in that. But I'll have to see what I got.
Napa has one of those little choke kits for the input of the transmitter, you know, for that noise problem I've got. I just got to order one. I'll do that at the end of the month. It's funny, Astron doesn't put a bypass cap in that power supply because I had the other part look, which is pretty stupid.
They might do it for a variety of reasons. Al, you know, you got to go back and buy parts for something.
You can pull a stupid thing up like I did once.
That happens to everybody, Al. I don't know. I've messed up some stuff before. But I had a power supply here at the house, and it was giving me a fit. And I'd replaced this and replaced that. I thought I had it fixed. And I plugged it up and turned it on. And it had right voltage and everything. But you put a load on that thing and it just go, you know. It didn't want to do nothing. But I got to talking with another ham that's over in Packlet. And he and I got to talking. And he said, you know what's wrong with it. Just think about it a minute. I finally got that power supply fixed in this center between, well, it's on a shelf down here right above my feet, and it's working, been working ever since.
Stuff like that, you go look at it, and it's stupid, but you know darn well it's simple. I hate stuff like that. You know, it's right in front of your nose, you know, and you don't think about it.
But things too hard a lot of times, Al.
You look at something, you look at it 10 times, and the obvious thing, it's like when I had the darn transport in a car, the driver transport, I just think it's so bad that someone's supposed to dump a transmitter, and you're real mad, but, you know, it was so simple when I thought about it, and I was, I'll catch up, I just want to say hello, and I'll tell you, I can't wait for buy a transmitter on here, it's a pain. These
handy
pockets don't really get it done.
I hate it for you down there, but you hang in there, buddy. It's going to get better one of these days soon, and all kinds of things is going to turn around for you. But appreciate you being here and talking with us a little bit tonight. Enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again. You take care. We'll be talking to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4, clear.
You take care, and I hope that leg eases up on you so you can get some rest. You take care of yourself. Well, folks, I don't have any other check-ins. If I missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS. I'll tally this up and put the MyNet report into the computer and send it to the repeater, and then we'll finish closing the net out. There you have it, folks. We had a grand total of 58 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all the one that make the net. Y'all come back tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, should be calling as far as I know. and give Matt a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And thanks for all those folks that came by and checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.